Veikar ha-pigam shalahem hoya pigam ha-bris. And the main pigam of Adam and Chava was pigam ha-bris. Kelidei pigam ha-bris oisin pirud ben kutche barichu ushchinte kavyocho. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that whenever a Jew commits any sin of pigam ha-bris, he brings about a separation, a break between Hashem and the Shekhinah. Bein Adam v'Chava, a separation between Adam and Chava. Bein Bechinas Keseder l'Bechinas Shaloi Keseder. That's what happens when a person commits Pigam HaBris. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki tzrichin l'shaber ta'avosoi v'lochoi fes yitzroi v'lotzeis mitaivo hagashmius. Because when it comes with a Jewish man's dealings with women, including his own wife, a Jew is supposed to try to overcome the physical desire and to conquer the Yetzer, to control the Yetzer, to control the unbridled physical desires and passions, velotzeis mitaivo hagashmius, and to exit, to get out of the whole physical desire issue, but rather, rak lechavin b'shvil Hashem yisborach levad, to get to a level where, just like when I put on tefillin, I'm not putting on tefillin because it tastes good or because it feels good. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah, because Hashem said to go out and spend $1,000, $2,000 on the parshias and the boxes and the straps and all of that. So I went and bought it and wear it and everything. I do it because Hashem said so. A Jew is supposed to strive to get to a level where the connection between him and his wife is being done exactly for the same reason. Not because there's any physical enjoyment or pleasure. That's not my purpose. That's not my mission. That's not what I care about. What I care about is pleasing Hashem, doing what Hashem wants, whether it's putting on a talis, whether it's eating in the sukkah, whether it's being with my wife, all the same. It's mitzvahs. That's what it is. Kedei lekayim mitzvosoi levad. That the person's whole focus should be on fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem, fulfilling the command of Hashem. Vazai, and when a person is on that level, mekashrin bechinas chavo isha l'Hashem yisborach, then the person is taking chava, the woman, and attaching her to Hashem. Because he's showing that this is not a physical thing, this is not a personal trip in any way. I'm not doing this to satisfy myself in any way. I'm doing this to serve Hashem, to please Hashem. So he's taking Chava, he's taking his wife, which is his wife, and he's saying, no, it's got nothing to do with mine. It's Hashem. She belongs to Hashem. She is a part of Hashem, like the tefillin are a part of Hashem, like the sukkah is a part of Hashem. And my connection with Chava, my connection with my wife, is completely for Hashem. Vaoz, when a person conducts themselves that way, hakoil kaseder, then everything is kaseder. The shaloi kaseder becomes kaseder. The woman who is naturally shaloi kaseder, she becomes kaseder because he connected her totally to Hashem. He didn't take any part of her for himself. I'm seeing it that 100% of my wife is for Hashem, not 10% for me, 90% for Hashem. It's all for Hashem. Avol kishepoigmen bebris. Whereas when a Jew chas v'shalom messes up in this area, when a person conducts themselves in a sinful way regarding the bris, v'nim shochem achar taivas habehemius, and the person is drawn after the animalistic desire, azai hu mafrid b'chinas chavo isha min hadas, then he's separating chava, the woman, from the das, from the intellect. It's not an intellectual thing, like tefillin, or like learning Torah or sukkah. It becomes a physical thing. You know, that nothing to do with intellect, nothing to do with das. Umafrid klolius habriya me Hashem yisborach. And he's also separating the entire creation from Hashem. Because we had learned earlier that the creation, compared to Hashem, is Shaloi Keseder compared to Keseder. Remember, we had said that the world was created in Tishrei. Tishrei is Tofrit Shinrei Shish Shaloi Keseder, and this whole world is a bechina of Shaloi Keseder. So when a person takes his wife for himself instead of for Hashem, it's like he's taking the malchus for himself, not for Hashem. He's separating the malchus from Hashem. He's separating the creation from Hashem. Because we said a human being is a microcosm of the whole creation. Because he wants, the person is only interested in fulfilling his own physical desire. And he's drawing the chava onto himself, for himself. Bechinas anoem loich. I'm king. I don't have to serve anybody else. I'm important enough to be a king. It's good enough if it serves me, if it's satisfying me, that's enough of an accomplishment. You follow? So he's making himself king. Ve'enoi ma'alo oisel Hashem yisborach. He's not elevating the woman to Hashem. Vazai nase hakoil shaloi keseder. And then, because the woman is separated from Hashem, then she becomes a solid Shaloi Keseder. Kihu bebechina Shaloi Keseder. Ad sheyis, because this is an aspect of Shaloi Keseder, because the man now is Shaloi Keseder. He's also not connected to Hashem. Ad sheyiske lo shuv el Hashem, until he's zeche to do tshuva, to repent, to return to Hashem, v'yachzir hakoil keseder, and restore everything back to Seder. The proper Seder is that Hashem is king, not me. I ain't no king. I'm an Eved Hashem. I'm a servant. My mission in this world is to serve Hashem. And no matter how much money I have, and no matter if it's my wife, my money, my house, baloney. I don't consider any of it mine. On my house, the second, even before you walk into the house, there's a sign that says whose house it is. The mezuzah is right there to make it perfectly clear that it's not my house. I'm reminding myself and everybody else that it's not my house. It has my name there also, but my being there is for one purpose, to serve Hashem. Everything in this house belongs to Hashem. Everything being done in this house, she's baking a cake for Hashem, for Shabbos, for Yontif, to have guests, to make a bracha on it. Everything is for Hashem that way. And even one's own wife, who is such a personal item, so attached to him, Rabbi Nazal teaches here that real tikkun abris is the more a person rises to a level where it's not my wife, it's a pair of tefillin, it's for Hashem. The whole purpose of getting married is to serve Hashem, to please Hashem, to bring children into the world, to have tikkun abris, to have somebody who will motivate me and inspire me to do mitzvahs and all kinds of things like that. V'alkein, and therefore, machmas chetod amorishoin nasu kol hadvorim bebechina shaloi keseder. Now that we explained that the whole problem of Adam and Chava was a problem of shaloi keseder, as a result of their mistake, they made the whole world into a big shaloi keseder. Ki ein shum dovor misnahe keseder. Because nothing goes normal now. Nothing goes right. Rak hakoil biyegiyos v'tirchos gedoilos. But rather, everything requires major effort and struggle. What do you mean? If Hashem is such a big guy, if Hashem is so great, he couldn't make it easier to make bread? You can make a list of 1,000 steps you have to go through before I get a loaf of bread. This is ridiculous. You have to seeds and plant, first plow the field, and then plant the seeds, and then the rain, and then harvest, and then grind it. This is Hashem? If Hashem is so smart and so everything, he couldn't make it a two-step kind of thing or a one-step kind of thing. Boom, you have bread. The answer is he definitely could. Had they not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, everything would have been keseder. It would have been easy. It would have been smooth. The Torah tells us right after they ate from the Eitz Hadas, that's when Hashem said, you're going to struggle. Everything is going to be difficult because you're going against the grain. It's shaloi keseder. The chinas, as the pasuk says, with depression, with struggle, you will eat. Shezeo b'chinas shaloi k'seder. That's one example of shaloi k'seder. Now Rav Nosson gives us another example. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, v'koitz v'dardar tatzmiyavoch. You're going to plant food, and you know what's going to grow instead? Thorns and thistles are going to grow for you. K'mo shepirush Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh says over there, k'shetizreno tvua v'kitnius, when you're going to plant grain and beans and things like that, himala lecha koitz v'dardar. The earth is going to, instead of giving you the grain that you planted, it's going to give you thorns and thistles. That's shaloi k'seder. What do you mean? I put an apple in the fridge and I take out a peach. Well, you know, something's wrong here. Shezeo b'chinas shaloi k'seder. Shenishtana ha-seder. The whole seder changed. She'oilin min ha-tvua koitz v'dardar chas v'shalom. That I plant tvua and instead I get thorns and thistles. V'chol echod lefi tshuvosoi u'maisav hatoivim u'lefi shiflusoi van v'sanusoi kein hu machzir b'chinas shaloi k'seder le'b'chinas k'seder u'mesakein cheto d'marishoin lefi b'chinosoi. This one sentence covers the whole Yiddishkeit. Rav Nosson says, each and every Jew, according to his tshuva, according to his repentance, and according to his good deeds, and according to his humility, humbleness, based on that, he returns, he changes, he converts the shaloi k'seder to k'seder, and he corrects the sin of Adam HaRishon on his level. Each and every one of us, to the degree that we're zecher to do tshuva, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, to have humility, to that degree, we're correcting what happened there. We're converting, because we said that the whole problem was gaiva, ano emloich. The more shiftless and the more I serve Hashem properly, the more I correct the whole situation. V'ze b'chinas golus Mitzrayim. And this is the whole story of the exile in Egypt. Ki kol ha-golios v'chol ha-tzoros chas v'sholem kulam heim b'chinas shaloi k'seder. Because all of the exiles that the Jewish people experienced and all the suffering that we've been through and are going through is all shaloi k'seder. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Hashem calls us a kingdom of priests. Hashem says we're his firstborn son, B'nai B'chayri Yisrael. We're supposed to have fun and games. We're supposed to have a wonderful, sweet, happy life. All the difficulties and all the struggles are all in this category of shaloi k'seder, she'ein misnahe kiritzoin ha'odom k'seder, where things are not going the way I want it to go. The way I want it to go is called k'seder. When things are not going the way I want it to go, that's shaloi k'seder. Ki be'emes ikar seder habriyo hoiso sheyiyu Yisrael lemala mikulam u'moishlam b'chol olam. Because the real order of creation was that the Jews were supposed to be above everybody else, and the Jewish people were supposed to rule over all of the nations. Ki kol Yisrael b'nei malachim heim, because the Gemara tells us all Jews are prince. V'hamalchus magia rak lohem. And therefore, the kingdom, the authority in this world belongs only to the Jewish people. Ki heim b'chinas ben b'chor. We are the firstborn, b'chinas malchus. K'may shekosuv b'ni b'chori Yisrael. The Torah says that. That Hashem says, you are my firstborn son. And when the Jewish people are in exile, the ho'akum moishlam aleihem, and the goyim are ruling over us, ze b'chinas shaloi k'seder. This is an example of where things are upside down. V'chol ze nimshach michet odom arishin. And all of this was brought about, all of this originates from the sin of Adam HaRishon. V'alkein nigzar ha'golus al yidei shepogam Avram Avinu v'omar b'mei Eda. When did Hashem actually issue the decree of Golus Mitzrayim? When Avram Avinu said, how do I know? K'al yidei ze pogam b'hadas. Because when Avram Avinu said to Hashem, how do I know? What are you talking about? Hashem said so. What? How could you possibly know better than that? What could be more perfectly clear and logical than that? That if Hashem said the sky is orange, that the sky is orange. What? You want to know? You want to understand? What's more perfect, what's more clear and logical than the word of Hashem? Without any explanation at all, without any logic at all. So Avraham Avinu was poigem in das, shehu bechinas mo. Das is also referred to as mo. Alidei shomar bamo eda. How do I know? Vayidei zeh nase bechinas shaloikas seder. And that's also what brought about a shaloikas seder, shehu bechinas golos, which is the Jewish people going into exile. We mentioned many times that Pigama Bris and Pigama Das are one and the same. They go together. When the Torah speaks about a woman misbehaving, you know, acting in a way that becomes questionable to her husband, it says, Ki siste ishtoi. She will do a shtus. She'll do an act of shtus.